From KERA Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker, and this week for Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 22nd of August. We'll be taking your questions and answers this hour. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372, or you can email your questions and answers to us at anything@kera.org. Starting off this week, I thought we'd circle back really quickly to a question we got at the end of the week last week about recycling. We had a question about whether or not you could bag your recyclables and then throw the bag into your bin, or if you should throw the items in the bin unbagged. We never got a real definitive answer, but some emailers sent along a handy guide from the city of Dallas from a website called don'twastetoday.com. And it says, no bagging. It also might surprise you to see some of the items that actually aren't recyclable, things like metal hangers and that plastic film stuff that comes on your dry cleaning. Anyway, pretty helpful information there. Again, that website is don'twastetoday.com. Starting off this week on the question side, Judy wants to know, does anyone know anywhere near Denton to get kitchen knives sharpened? Linda asks, does anyone know if anyone buys VHS movies anymore? If so, where, and generally for how much? And Ella says, I have what is becoming a crippling fear of flying. I was wondering if there were any support groups, doctors, or even hypnotists in the area who could help me identify and work through this. If you can help those folks out, 800-933-5372, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. Going back to a couple more answers that came in from questions late in the show last week, we had a question, someone wanting to know if there were companies that hired people with autism or Asperger's, and Dee wrote us to say that Nonpareil, that's P-A-R-E-I-L, in Dallas works specifically with autistic individuals and trains them in gaming and programming. And then we had another caller wanting to know how to get rid of moths. Van and Richardson wrote in to say, for the listener with the indoor moth problem, just go online and search for moth traps. I use the Catchmaster Pantry Pest Traps. Along the same lines, Kate wrote in to say, you have to throw out any food in your pantry or kitchen that isn't sealed airtight. So all rice, cereal, bread, but also things like candy and flour. Kate says, throw it all out and start over. Now I store most of that stuff in the freezer so they can't find it and live in it. Thanks very much for the tips to those who wrote in. You can join the conversation at 800-933-5372. That's where we find Munish in Frisco. Munish, thanks for calling.
Hey, Stephen, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Do you have a question today?
Yes. I have a Honda Pilot, and I have a these railings or the carrier on top of it.
Okay.
And one of the pieces from this carrier or the railing has fallen off. And if I go to Honda dealer, they say buy the whole railing or the thing again, and which is like $400.
Right.
If I can find a place wherein I can, like a junkyard or something specially for these kind of things, where I can get that piece. Not for that, I mean, groundbreaking $400 price.
Sure. So you're looking for a place where you can, that can either fix or sell you the piece to one of those car top carriers is what you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. 800-933-5372, if you know the answer to that question, can help us out. Let's also go to Juan in Fort Worth. Juan, thanks for calling.
Afternoon, Stephen. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Do you have a question this week?
Yeah, I do. So I just came back from a trip in Peru, and I picked up some handmade pottery.
Okay.
And I was planning to use them. They were cookware, and a friend told me that the enamel inside, the white enamel inside, might contain a bit of lead just because it was handcrafted. And I was wondering, is there a way for me to kind of find out if there is lead? I hate to get sick from it.
Sure. Okay, so we're looking for a place that maybe does lead testing on pottery?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we can get an answer for you.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
have
you
a great
bet.
Weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling. Back to the email box. Some questions that came in over the course of the week. Krista writes to say, I have a photo that's been blown up to 2 feet by 1.5 feet. So this is a big picture. The photo is about 20 years old and is fuzzy from being enlarged. I'd like to have this photo shrunk back down to a more manageable size, like 5x7. and restore the color and sharpness so that I can make copies and give the photo as gifts to family members. Is there a place to have this done in the DFW area? And then another pest question. Mike wrote in to say that about 6 or 7 years ago, a possum was living under our back deck, and it was obviously covered in fleas. One family member got them on her and has been suffering ever since. The fleas got into the house and propagated. We went through many, many rounds of professional treatments for several years. The fleas would seem to go away for as long as a year, then they would suddenly come back. The only person that ever gets bit is this one particular member of the family. No one else has had the problem, but she is terribly allergic. Mike went on to say that he has replaced the floors, furniture, done all the cleaning, etc., and that it's incredibly frustrating, not to mention the concern I have for all the chemicals sprayed around the house. We initially tried diatomaceous earth, borax powder, garlic, etc., but none had any effect. So he's wondering if there is a flea expert out there who could help him out. If you fit the bill, 800-933-5372. Or shoot us an email at anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones to Pat in Dallas to talk about a different pest. Pat, you have an answer to our moth question?
Yes. I wanted everyone to understand that all grain products have the larva of the moth inside of them. And so they come out when the product gets warm. Let's say she stored the dog food in the garage and or the flour in the cabinet. So all grain products have these larvae, and the only way really to handle this is to put it in the freezer for a while, all your pet food and any grain product. And then you can take it out after, you know, a month or a week or something like that, and it kind of halts the growth. But anytime it gets warm, those little moths are going to start hatching out.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the tip. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And let's continue this week's episode of Critter Talk with Lori in Greenville. Lori, thanks for calling.
Hi. I am having a pesky mouse problem.
Okay.
I can see its trace everywhere. I have tried the Tomcat, a black box poison. I have tried live traps. Pardon me, not the mouse traps with cheese. I've tried the sticky pads. And he just doesn't seem interested in anything. And I have no idea how he's surviving or what to do next.
Okay. So short of getting a cat, you want to know what you can do to get rid of that mouse, huh?
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. A couple of new questions that have come in to the Anything email box. Mark is a home brewer who says he recently bought a compost tumbler because I felt bad about the amount of spent grain that I was throwing away every time I brewed beer. My question is, when I combine the spent grain in my composter with table scraps and other organic material, should I consider it as brown or green? If you've got the answer to that question, 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org, which is also where Greg wrote us to ask, where in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex can I buy mid-century modern furniture and accessories, preferably new items? 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to John in Dallas. John, thanks for calling.
Thank you. I have a question about recycling glass. I have large glass panels that I took out of my house that were sliding glass doors. Is there a place I can take it to recycle it?
Okay. That's a good question. Let's see if we can get an answer for you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. And let's go back to the phones one more quick time to Elaine in Fort Worth. Elaine, thanks for calling anything.
Hi. I have an answer for the person inquiring about the pottery.
Right. Oh, the person. Yeah, the person who was looking to get it lead tested.
Yes.
Yeah.
I work in a museum gift shop where we sell a lot of imported pottery, so we get this question a lot. Most of your major hardware stores sell a little kit. It doesn't damage the pottery in any way. It just uses a swab and a couple of drops of, I guess, some kind of a solvent, and it will let you know if the pottery does test positive for lead. However, unless it was specifically created to be used in the kitchen, it's usually advised not to, because manufacturing processes and different things can still leave contaminants. Another thing, red, yellow, orange, your brightly colored pots, those are going to be more likely to have lead in them.
I wonder why that is. Do you have any idea?
It has to do with the oxides that I believe that they use in the glazing process. And, of course, if there's any kind of damage, cracks, excessive wear, it's advised not to use them for anything related to food service.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the tips.
All right. No problem.
Yeah, appreciate it. Let's go one more time to the phone to Fohail in Dallas. Thanks for calling anything. Hi. You have an answer for us this week?
Yeah, about the VHS tape, the lady wanted to know where she can sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Usually nobody buys it nowadays because I bought some at the thrifty store for 25 cents a piece.
Okay.
So it's no value in selling it, but I've seen some ad on Craigslist. People are selling it as much as a dollar. Yeah, that's her only bet, you know. All depending on what kind of title she have or, like, if it's in the original box or something.
Sure.
Maybe she can get $1.50 at the moment.
I suppose some people might look for those things as collector's items.
I myself bought some for 25 cents a piece, some old classic kid movies. We can watch it one time and return it back to the thrift store and donate it back to them and watch the movie for 25 cents. Huh?
Hey, it sounds like a great rental idea there.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling. That's a great tip. Appreciate it. And one more time to the phones. Let's go to John in Richardson. John, thanks for calling anything.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have kind of a tongue-in-cheek answer for the listener that has a fear of flying.
Okay.
I have, even though I was in pilot training in the Air Force, I've developed a fear of flying since then, and it didn't help when I was on a plane that got struck by lightning one time.
Hmm.
But when I have to take a long flight, you know, honestly, I just take a Xanax, and I sleep through the flight, and I don't really have to worry about being scared.
Yeah, I guess if you're not awake to know that you're scared, then that eliminates that problem, huh?
Yeah, and your screener, she said that she was aware that people have had that prescription for low dosages of that to help someone with anxiety. So it worked for me, so I thought it might help this person if she's unable to find other sources.
So does it actually put you to sleep, or does it just relax you?
It relaxes you, and it makes it a whole lot easier to sleep. And I did it on a flight to Europe, and that was several hours, so I had not much better to do. So it was just worth it rather than worrying the whole time that something might happen. So, you know, just a suggestion if she's unable to find or he is unable to find a support group or some of the relief.
Okay. Sounds like another episode of Better Living Through Chemistry.
I'd agree with that. So, great. Well, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for calling. I think we have time to go one quick more time to the phones. Chris in Arlington, thanks for calling anything.
I was calling about the mouth the lady's having trouble getting rid of.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have a suggestion?
Sure do. On YouTube, there's a website that shows how to build a 5-gallon bucket trap with a coat hanger and a Coke can that you spread peanut butter around.
Okay.
With it, across the coat hanger in the center of the bucket. You fill the bucket with a couple inches of water and a little ramp up there. Mouth goes up, goes in the bucket. That's the end of it.
Okay.
It works very well.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling in with that suggestion. Really appreciate it.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. If you've got suggestions or additional questions that you'd like to fire out at the listeners, you can give us a call at 800-933-5372. Or you can email those questions and answers to anything@kera.org. We'll be back in just a bit. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington, and we're taking your questions and answers. If you'd like to contribute, we'd love to hear from you at 800-933-5372, or you can email your questions or answers to the show at anything@kera.org. And let's go to the inbox for a few answers. About the lead testing, Jennifer wrote in to say you can get instant lead test swabs at Home Depot for $10. This is for the guy who had some pottery that he was hoping to find out if it had lead in it. Answer to the moth question. Al says, I got flower moths by buying bulk from the grocery store, and I have quit doing that. Sounds like a good suggestion. Back to the recycling topic, I was actually asking about coat hangers, which was one of the items that we found out is actually something you're not supposed to put into the recycling bin. Steven says, just take them back to the dry cleaner. That seems like a good idea. And on to the VHS topic, we had an emailer earlier asking about selling VHS tapes or buying VHS tapes. Patty from East Dallas says, hi, a great place to find VHS tapes is Movie Trading Company on Greenville Avenue. Most are dirt cheap, a dollar or less. And I suppose if they sell them there, maybe they would buy them. Once more to the flea topic, Joseph says, do a web search for green light flea trap. They're usually simple devices that plug into a wall socket. It emits a green light and has a sticky pad. If you do have fleas, they will be attracted to it and get stuck to the pad. He says, I used these traps quite a few times to clean up past apartments when the dog, cat got fleas. It says dog/cat. I'm assuming those are two different animals and not some hybrid dog cat. That would be awesome. If that's the case, let us know how that worked out for you. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Paige in Mansfield. Hello, Paige. Thanks for calling anything.
Hi. I was calling about the VHS inquiry. I believe she was asking where she could sell her VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually in the business of buying storage units, and so I get a lot of VHS tapes. And you can just go to Half Price Books, and they buy them there. And if they don't want them, they'll just donate them for you.
Oh, that's a great suggestion. So either way, you're getting rid of them, and you might get a little cash, or it might just be going to a good cause.
Yep, and if that doesn't work, you can always, post a big lot of them on Craigslist, and maybe some artist, or somebody making some crazy calls and want to buy them.
That's a great suggestion. Hey, thanks for calling, Paige.
Awesome, thanks.
Let's get another answer to our mouse question. Frank in Dallas, thanks for calling.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, I had a similar mouse problem in which I had a genius mouse that would avoid all traps, like anything I tried.
Yeah.
I found that I needed to take a more direct approach, and I purchased a pair of night vision goggles and watched its path. Mice tend to take the same path all the time. If you get used to it, then you can figure it out. And over time, I was forced to shoot it with a pellet gun, so... You might want to try and take a more direct approach.
Did you do that with the night vision goggles on?
No, because they were toy night vision goggles.
Okay.
So I was very lucky to not have to do that. It was like at a distance of about 20 feet, too. So
okay.
Practice that as well. I also have an answer to the person who has the photograph that he wants to have reduced in size.
Right.
What he could do, take it to Kinko's, have it scanned, get a digital copy, and then he could upload it to Shutterfly and print it out at whatever. Once the digital copy is reduced, in size, through Shutterfly or something like that, then it'll come out in the smaller size, the same resolution. So
yeah, I think
that may work as well.
Yeah, I think the trick there is whether or not Kinko's has a big enough scanner for, I think this was like a 2-foot-wide photo, but they might.
Yeah, well, they might, and there are other alternatives. But either way, get a digital scan. Like, there are places that do that.
Okay. Great suggestion.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Let's get a answer to our question about knife sharpening. Eric in Dallas, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
The best place I always go is Sur-La-Tab.
Okay.
Any place that sells professional knives is going to have a knife sharpening kit in the back for people to come in, because all the chefs will go there to have their knives sharpened.
Okay. And do they do it while you wait? Do you have to drop it off?
Yeah,
how does that work?
Like a dollar, and it takes like... It's a dollar an inch or something like that, and it takes them like 3 minutes to do each knife, and then they do the paper test where you can slice a piece of paper straight down the middle so you know it's sharp.
Cool.
So that's where I always go. And I think Home Depot does it too, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. A place that sells high-end knives might be also interested in sharpening those knives.
It's easy for them to make quick buck, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the tip.
Thanks.
Let's see. Let's take another stab at the fleas question. Peter in Dallas. Thanks for calling anything. Excuse me, Fort Worth. Hello, Peter. All right. Let's go to Don in Fate. Do you have a suggestion for our mouse problem?
Yes. I use just a regular mouse trap that you can buy like at Walmart's. Mm-hmm. You put a small piece of bread on it. And I put a little bit of Brer Rabbit syrup that you use on your pancakes, and that always gets them.
Okay. So they like bread and syrup is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Hopefully we don't have any gluten-free diet mice out there who might avoid those bread on the mouse traps. Let's go once more to the phones to Bill in Dallas. Bill, thanks for calling anything.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, I've got a possible answer for the subject of the fleas. In regard to fleas and insects in general, I've made many trips to the island of Cozumel, and the island is replete with bugs. However, it was pointed out to me in all the rooms, they're absolutely bug-free, and they do not use any pesticides. What they use is vanilla. They simply add vanilla to the laundry, to do the bed sheets and the clothes, and it repels bugs.
Huh. And on top of that, I guess your sheets probably smell delicious.
They smell great. The pillows do, and the rooms are bug-free just simply because of that. Yeah, so I thought that would be the simplest thing to try, and it's not toxic. It's
so
vanilla.
They just add a little vanilla, like, to the laundry detergent when they're washing them?
Yes, they do.
Wow. Cool. Well, hey, maybe our person with the flea problem can give that a try.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And let's go get one more suggestion on the flea topic. David in Dallas, thanks for calling anything.
And thank you for taking my call. It's unlikely that with the extreme measures that the poor woman has taken that the fleas are actually surviving indoors from cycle to cycle. What she needs to do is treat outdoors as well at the same time she treats indoors, because the infestation is coming back in from the outside.
Okay.
They can live under her porch where this possum was. They can live in the grass. They can live just about anywhere. So what's happening is she's eradicating them inside, but the ones outside are still, you know, they're still, you're getting new surges of them and then bringing them back in the house. So
sure.
Next time she treats her home, she should treat her yard as well.
Yeah, because eventually you're going to have to open that door sometime, and I guess they're going to make it through there somewhere, huh?
Absolutely. Take care.
Hey, yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Let's go back to the email inbox. We had a question earlier about getting parts for a car. Actually, it was for a car top. A guy was missing a piece of his car top carrier. Gene says, for the person who is looking for a source for car parts from junkyards, try car-part.com. That's car-part.com. Says you can search for parts by year, make, model, and region. Results are listings of parts available in nearby junkyards. I used this site extensively when my kids were learning to drive, replacing a fender, bumper, and taillight. 3 kids worth of dings and scrapes. Thanks for the suggestion, Gene. Back to the knife sharpening question. Ruth in Dallas says, I get my knives sharpened at a place in the shops at Willow Bend and Plano called Cutlery Connection. I realize that it is not close to Denton, but in my opinion, it's worth the trip. The owner was recommended to me years ago by my Wusthof rep, and who said that he's one of the best knife sharpeners in the country. I've been going there for years, and I've always been pleased. He sharpens the knives while you wait. He's very reasonably priced, fast, and does a good job. So again, that was Cutlery Connection in Plano. Let's see. To the question of reducing the large picture down to a sharper, more manageable size, D. Schwartz writes in to say, action video service on Arapaho at West Shore in the Tom Thumb Strip Center. That's probably going to be Richardson. West Arapaho at West Shore. And Tom Thumb Strip Center does an amazing job of restoring pictures. I had them transfer old Super 8 movies to DVD, and they did a great job of that as well. So thanks so much for visiting the inbox, sending in those answers. We really, really appreciate it. Let's get one more suggestion on the photo idea. Andrew in Arlington, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. So you had a suggestion about how to shrink down that photo?
Yeah, there's a place that, you know, when my grandfather passed, we had to get a photo restored of him and blown up, and also, you know, get some copies of it this place in Arlington off Abrams called ASA Photo. And this is a guy that kind of, he does, you know, restoration work and resizes photos, and he'll give you a digital copy of it as well for, you know, future use. And he does really great work, and if you're in the Arlington area, definitely suggest him.
Okay. Hey, well, maybe that's a good fit for our caller. Really appreciate it.
Cool. Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. We got another question from the inbox, this one about clothes donation. The email writes, I have clothes that are worn and are not in condition to donate. Does anyone know of a place that will take them to make something such as insulation? I hate to add to landfill if they can be recycled in some way. So these are items that are not quite up to resell or maybe even donation to someplace like Goodwill, but it's still material, and we're looking to see if there's actually any use for things like cotton shirts and pants, I suppose. And then Steve emails the inbox on the fear of flying answer, and he says, I hate to sound like a wet blanket, but I wonder if an airline would have a safety concern for someone that is under the influence of a drug that would prohibit the passenger from quickly rousing and exiting the plane in the event of an emergency. This was for the fear of flying person. We had a other caller who suggested taking something like Xanax to calm the nerves a little bit. And Steve says, though, I can't see that the airline would have a way to know or any restriction. And he says, I do truly sympathize, though, especially traveling internationally and what amounts to flying in a tin can. So the question there is, maybe you can medicate yourself, but is that going to be a problem in the case of an emergency? If you work for the airline or an airline, we've got a number of them based here and have an answer to how airlines deal with passengers who are maybe medicating themselves to either deal with the fear of flying or maybe they're just trying to sleep on a plane. And you can let us know how you all handle that. We'd love to hear from you. 800-933-5372 or shoot us an email over at anything@kera.org. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones. The mouse topic is popular today. Let's go to Bob and Lucas. Bob, you got a suggestion on that mouse problem?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
If the lady is having trouble catching a mouse, it's possible it's not a mouse. We have little lizards around our house, and their droppings look exactly like mouse droppings.
Hmm.
And that would explain why she's not able to catch anything, but it's kind of an interesting.
Okay, yeah. So maybe it's, so were you able to get rid of the lizards anyway?
Oh, my God, we've got, no.
So you're calling with a question about lizard
yeah,
removal.
How do you get rid of the lizard?
Okay, well, hey, maybe we can get an answer for you.
They're kind of unobtrusive, I guess, other than their droppings.
And from what I've heard, those little lizards do eat other bugs that can be problems, so it's kind of a pro and con on getting rid of lizards there.
Yeah, we actually have a bug guy that comes out here and takes care of our house, and he said no, he wouldn't do anything about them because they do, in fact, help keep the bug population down, which I guess makes me wonder why I'm using a bug guy. But
maybe you just need to hire more lizards.
Right.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
All righty. Take care.
Sure. Let's go next to, how about Sean in Grapevine? You have a question or an answer for us today, Sean?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a bulk amount of photographs and photo albums going back 20 years that I want to have scanned for my parents so I can get them digitized for them as a birthday present when that comes up in the future. So I wanted to know where I would be able to do that, where I could send off all these photographs in bulk to get them scanned.
Okay, so some place where you can just drop off the whole lot of them and they'll handle it all for you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, take care. Thank you. Let's go once more to the phones. How about let's talk to Bill in Grand Prairie. Bill, you got an answer for us about the knives question?
Well, actually, I'm dittoing on a lady who already called, but I place in Willow Bend.
Okay.
The guy there is fantastic. It's not a really busy shop. It's a little tiny shop, and he can sit there and talk to you, and he's got a lot of knives on display and stuff. It's really a good, it's definitely worth the drive because you also get the experience of learning so much and being with a really pleasant person.
Okay.
So, one time I went, I took scissors.
All right.
He also does scissors.
So I just wanted to echo that.
Yeah, and I think this was that. Was the name of that place Cutlery Connection? Do I have that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Cutlery Connection at the Shops at Willow Bend in Plano. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's on the second floor.
Okay. Well, hey, really okay. appreciate right. the second thumbs up there. Let's go to Lou in Fort Worth, who has a question about maple trees. Lou, thanks for calling anything. Hello, Lou.
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah, thank you. I have a five-year-old maple tree that all of a sudden, about 6 weeks ago, the leaves started turning brown at the tips and working their way up to the entire leaf, and then it drops off.
Okay.
I've not had this problem before. And I was wondering if anyone out there has had a similar problem.
So the leaves are turning brown, and are the leaves falling off the tree?
Yes.
Okay, so it sounds like we might have a sick maple tree, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I think we have time to take one more call before we go to a break. Let's go to Tommy in Rockwall. Tommy, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, I just had an answer for the cutlery thing.
Yeah.
The Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops, which, you know, they're pretty much all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
They have excellent knife sharpening personnel back there, and they do the paper test, cut it, and it's all over the place, so it works pretty good.
Yeah, and they'll actually sharpen kitchen knives and stuff, not just big hunting knives. Hello, Tommy?
Oh, yes,
yeah, so they'll actually sharpen kitchen knives. It's, you don't have to have actually like hunting knives and things that you would buy at those stores.
No, if any knife, I could borrow a knife.
Okay. Well, hey, yeah, that's a great suggestion. Outside the box. Appreciate you calling.
All right, see ya.
Thanks. Okay, if you'd like to contribute to the show today, 800-933-5372. We would love to hear from you with your questions and answers. Or you can also email the show at anything@kera.org. We'll be back for one more segment in just a bit. Anything you ever wanted to know from KERA. I'm Stephen Becker in again this week for Jeff Whittington. We're taking your questions and answers this hour. We've got a few more minutes left in the hour to hear from you at 800-933-5372. And let's go to that number and talk to Francie in Lake Dallas. Francie, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. You have a question for us this week?
Well, I have a question. I also have an answer, a response.
Let's start with the answer. How about that?
Okay, well, I really feel bad for the lady that hates flying because that's how I am, and sometimes you have to fly. I know people say take a chill pill, but I really do believe the smartest thing to do is always work with the mind. Everything seems to begin and end with the mind. So I suggest everybody look into this thing on YouTube. It has helped a lot of people. If you have not yet have heard of Super Brain Yoga, you will. They're using it to cure autism, memory loss, ADD, hyperactivity, you name it, even dyslexia. It's an ancient technology that goes back maybe as far as 8,000 years. You don't have to change your religion or any nonsense like that. It works. It's neuroscience. It's
so
enlightenment technology. I tell people to just chill out. Chill out. It's nothing against Christ or anything like that. Now, the Super Brain Yoga, there's several videos. Just make sure you breathe. You're doing a squat like a weightlifter. Going down, you inhale. Coming up, you exhale. Basically, that's it. Your thighs will kill you the first few days after that. I had severe memory loss. It was debilitating. I was like someone with advanced Alzheimer's. And I saw residual, residual memory loss. I will tell you, though, this gives you really quick results. Also, just plain old simple meditation. Bottom line, it just gets rid of all the crap, all the clouds in your mind, and just lets you see things as they really are, which is really quite lovely and beautiful, and it calms you down.
And what was your question this week?
Well, I wish to find a place in the Louisville, Denton, Lake Cities area where I can just re-heel and resole shoes cheaply.
Okay. Well, that should be easy enough to find. So we're just looking for a cobbler near you. All right. Well, thanks for
one. There's a lot of them near me. I need an inexpensive one.
Okay. An inexpensive one near. And again, you said you're in the Lake Dallas area. Is that right?
Yes. The most corrupt city in Texas, by the way.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the Chamber of Commerce is printing up their bumper stickers right now.
Hey, listen, they need to be investigated, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks for the suggestion. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones to Ken in Dallas. Ken, you got a question for us this week?
Good afternoon, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hey, just a quick question. It's been bothering me for some time. I'm moved to Dallas in 1970, moved away several times. I seem to recall a street by the name of Webb's Chapel. That's possessive Webb's.
Okay.
Today, that street is Webb Chapel.
Right, over there in West Dallas.
Exactly. Is my recollection correct? And if so, when did it change and why?
Okay. Hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thanks, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 if you've got the answer to that question. Let's go back to the inbox quickly here. Timmy and Garland writes in to say, is there anywhere in the Dallas area that still does in-house one-hour photo processing for 35-millimeter color film where the people handling your precious moments care as much about the results as you do? He says, I know there are a few corner drugstores that handle it, but I'm really looking for, you know, someone who has the skill to do it properly. I also need matte prints and high-quality scans of the negatives to CD. Michael writes in to say he came home from vacation to find small brown bugs in his car. Researching online, he says, I think they may be carpet beetles. He has tried mothballs, Echo bug spray, flypaper, and baking in the 104-degree sun, and the problem subsists, but he says the problem subsides, but then they keep coming back. So if you have any suggestions for Michael on how to deal with carpet beetles, 800-933-5372, or send us an email at anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jeff in Houston. Jeff, thanks for calling Anything.
I use Scan Cafe.
Okay. Is that a website or a business or?
Google Scan Cafe.
Okay.
So find them. And they have a few different packages where you can just throw stuff in a box, send it to them, and then they give you a price on it. Or you can count them all out, and then you can do it by the number of photos or negatives.
Okay.
And I also have an answer for the girl, the person that was scanning the big photo.
Uh-huh.
One quick suggestion would be just to take a digital picture of the picture.
Okay. And then you've got obviously already a smaller copy of it in your camera there.
Right. Cameras are so good these days. That would work too.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great suggestion. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones to Paul. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question today?
Yeah. I'm building some wood frame glass windows for a house. And I'm looking for a place where I can get the wood to frame some more of that glass, or where I can get the windows themselves, or just replace the ones that have had the bottom of them and they've rotted out.
Mm-hmm.
If you could look at that for me. And concerning the fear of flying thing, I have had that happen to me, and I've gotten over it kind of, sort of, but one way I've gotten over it is to start referring to airlines as American cattle car.
Okay.
So, because they cram people in so much. Anyway, that's my question and comment. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Let's get another suggestion. Actually, I take that back. Let's find out how we can help on the maple tree. John, calling from Dallas. You have an answer for that maple tree question we had?
Yes. I took my, I had a tree that was doing that exact same thing, and I went to a local nursery. I think it was called Brumley's, and I told them the symptoms and everything, and they asked that I take one of the clippings from it that was already, had fallen off the tree, and they tested it at the nursery, and it's all free. And they said it was something called black vine weevil.
Okay.
Get in there, and it can potentially like overtake your whole yard and just eat. They can eat everything. So
That doesn't sound good.
My suggestion.
So did they have a suggestion on how to fix the problem?
Well, they have some. They have the. I guess the nursery guy had some sort of a spray that you can put all over it. And you have to, treat your whole entire yard, because chances are, if they're in that one tree, then they've already multiplied, and it's because of last winter was so bad, and the lack of the large amount of moisture this year, they really like water, and so for some reason they just haven't died off this year like they normally do in the 100-degree heat. So,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate the time.
No problem.
All right. Take care. You too. Let's get an answer to our old clothes donation question. Let's go to Cindy in Cleburne. Cindy, thanks for calling anything.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes. She should still be able to take those to Goodwill. And what they will do, they'll either cut them up and sell them, or they'll sell them to another place that. They turn them into rags. I worked for the local auto manufacturer, and they actually buy boxes of rags, which are cut up clothes.
Okay.
So they can actually still be recycled.
And does Goodwill actually, I guess it doesn't really matter, but they'll tell you like, oh, yeah, we'll take care of that regardless of how good of condition the clothes
are.
Yeah,
they'll just take them, and then they'll decide this needs to be a rag or this doesn't.
Okay, so either way, you're getting rid of them, and maybe they'll sell them to somebody, or maybe they'll turn them into rags.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for the answer. Really appreciate it.
Uh-huh, thank you.
800-933-5372. We've got a few lines open. We can maybe sneak you in before the hour is up. Or you can email us anytime at anything@kera.org. We always enjoy sifting through the inbox during the course of the week because we get questions and answers coming in all the time. So if you think of a question, and maybe it's not during the hour of noon on Friday, well, feel free to shoot that question over before you forget it to anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones to Linda in Dallas. Linda, thanks for calling the show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have got several thousand 35-millimeter slides.
Wow.
And I am wondering, where can I take them to get them digitized?
Okay. So you want to find a place to digitize your slides. We'll see if we can get an answer for you.
Wonderful. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And let's get back to the fear of flying question. Nicole in Dallas, you have an answer about the fear of flying?
Well, I have an answer about phobias.
Phobias, okay.
Which that would qualify as. I have a profound phobia about dental treatment, and I went to basically get cognitive behavioral therapy at a clinic that specializes in that, and I'm out running errands, so I can't verify this, but I believe it was, if you just Google Southwest phobia, person can find it. It's up at LBJ in Hillcrest,
okay.
And I went for 12 weeks, and it worked miracles on me.
Yeah, can you give us just a quick suggestion of how they were able to help you?
Well, I had different exercises I had to do with visualizing situations. My dentist worked with me and let me go and sit in the chair when nobody was in the office.
Wow.
And you just work on your brain. I mean, there was never any drugs involved in overcoming it or sitting through it. And now I was able to get, major dental work done without too much trauma.
Yeah, so you're able to get your regular cleanings and all that good stuff now with no problems, huh?
I enjoy getting my teeth cleaned. And yesterday at my periodontist, I said, would you please just go ahead and give me the treatment plan for getting the gum graft, because I know it's going to happen someday and I would rather just do it on my own timetable. So I'm asking for the treatment now, which I would never have done before.
That sounds like quite the leap forward you've made.
Yes. So I recommend it. I think it's called Southwest Phobia Clinic or something like that.
Okay. Well, thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Take care. Let's get another suggestion on the mouse problem. Morgan in Duncanville, thanks for calling anything.
Thank you.
So you have a suggestion for getting rid of the mice?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We bought a house recently in Duncanville, and we found out that there were mice, basically. Sounded like they were training with Master Splinter. It was a lot of thumping and stuff like that.
Okay.
So the way that we got rid of them, we got rid of, like, crumbs or just food that was sitting out, and gave them no choice but to eat the rat poison.
Okay.
We also sealed up any holes that were on the outside of the house, which was how they were getting in. We used steel wool and foam.
Okay. Then you've had success since then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey. No problems.
Appreciate the tip. Thanks for calling. Let's go now to Aaron in Dallas. Aaron, thanks for calling anything.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet. You have a question or answer for us today?
Question.
Okay.
It might be too late to get an answer, but I was wondering if anyone in the audience knows a city, like here in the Dallas area, city dumps that have just like furniture, or I'm mainly looking for like sofas or couches in general that I could just go over there and like cut the fabric off and use it to make costumes.
Okay. So you're just looking for... it doesn't matter what kind of furniture it is, as long as it is somehow has a fabric backing to it or cover for it?
Yeah, on the cushions or the sofa, the couch itself, yes.
Okay. Well, as you said, we're getting pretty late in the hour, but, you know, sometimes these answers come in over email over the course of the week. So if we don't get your question answered today, you know, be sure and check back next week, and maybe we'll have somebody who's got a suggestion.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. And let's go one more time to the phones to Frank in Cleburne. Frank, thanks for calling anything.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at my computer, and these bounce dryer sheets, they're just good for a lot of different things. Getting rid of mice is one of them.
Huh.
And put one in your pocket. It keeps the yellow jackets, mosquitoes, and bees away. And it'll... clean your shower curtain. I mean, just there's a whole list of stuff if people want to look at their computer, just write it in on that top there, and it'll give you a list of all kinds of different things: hair, health, household, and pets, and cooking. So, anyhow, there's my little suggestion.
And they make your clothes smell good, right?
Pardon?
And they make your clothes smell good.
Oh, yeah, and it also says put one dryer sheet in your vacuum cleaner, spraying sheets of bounce around the foundation of your house, cars, and keep it all right there. It says keep your mice away.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion. It's going to do it for us. Our show today was produced by Lindsay Connect. Fiona Norton took your calls, and Shelley Canavy engineered the show. Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Once again, I'm Stephen Becker. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you next Friday.